Hello everyone and welcome to Kids Story Room. Today is a very special episode. We are proud to be presenting this podcast as part of National Science Week 2020. Today we launch episode 1 of a pod play titled Call of the Blobfish. This project has been supported by a National Science Week SA community grant, for which we are very grateful. We would like to acknowledge that this pod play has been created on the traditional seas and lands of the Kaurna people, and we pay our respects to all elders past, present and emerging. We hope you enjoy episode 1 of Call of the Blobfish, and look out for episodes 2 to 5 being released during the week. Hold on to your snorkels, we're going deep. Call of the Blobfish by Anna Steen, Episode 1. In the deep, 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 blue, blue, blue sea, somewhere off the coast of southern Australia, there lives a creature called Blobfish. Blobfish's real name is Cycralutes marcidus, but that is often a bit tricky to say, so everyone just calls him Blobfish. Blobfish is a very soft and rather goopy fish and has no bones or muscles. He is made of a gelatinous mass that is a little bit less dense than water, which means the seawater holds him up and he blobs or floats just above the seafloor about 1,000 metres, that's 2.5 times around the sports oval, below sea level, on the cusp of the mesopelagic zone and the bathypelagic zone, or if that's a bit tricky to say too, the twilight zone and the midnight zone. The oceans are deep and mysterious places. To navigate the depths of the seas, there are 5 ocean zones. First, there is the epipelagic zone, better known as the sunlight zone. This is the top layer of the ocean where the sunlight can still reach, and most of the fish that we know lots about live. Then, there is the mesopelagic zone, or twilight zone, where the light is very faint and a great many weird and wonderful creatures live. The bottom of this zone is where our friend Blobfish lives. The pressure is so great down at the bottom of this zone that not many bony fish can live down there. The pressure is too huge. But for a creature like the Blobfish with their jelly-like flesh, well, the pressure is just fine. Then there is the bathypelagic zone, or the midnight zone. This is where the only light is created by the bioluminescent creatures that live there. It is far too deep for any sunlight to reach, and the pressure down here, between 1,000 and 4,000 metres deep, is really intense. The next zone is called the abyssopelagic zone, or the abyss, where the temperature is near to freezing and there is no light at all. Hardly any creatures live in this zone, only invertebrates like teeny tiny squid or starfish. Then there is a zone even deeper than the abyss, called the hadal-pelagic zone. These deeper than deep parts of the ocean are in the underwater trenches or canyons, and can be around 10,000 metres deep, that is 10 kilometres. Next time you're out driving in a car, ask whoever is driving to show you how far 10 kilometres is. That's how deep it can get in this zone. The pressure this far down in the ocean is so great, it would be like having a whole pile of aeroplanes on top of you. Crushing! Now, our story doesn't go down as far as the abyss, because very few creatures can live down that deep, not even a blobfish. Our story roams between the twilight zone and the sunlight zone. Our blobfish, the one in this story, is a very special fish. Our blobfish is very clever. He's old, very old for a fish, and wise, and knows a lot about the sea he lives in. He's a little bit famous, actually. Not very many humans have heard of Blobfish because he lives down so very deep. But you'd be unlikely to meet a sea creature who has never heard of him. However, today, the day of our story, Blobfish is feeling, well, a little bit sad. Blobfish's best friend, Prawn, who is an unusual prawn because she likes spending time in the deep, cold waters of the Twilight Zone, can hear Blobfish calling, and she ventures down into the dusky deep to visit him.
Blobfish, I can hear you moaning from way up, all the way up at the bottom of the Sunlight Zone. What gives?
Hello, Prawn.
Are you sad? What for? Oh, Blobs, it's a beautiful day. Water's clear. I am here. What more could you want?
The time has come.
Keep going. You can't just say the time has come and then not say what the time has come for.
Listen.
I am listening. I was listening before too, but you wouldn't
Prawn. Quiet.
Sorry, Blobs.
I'm sorry, Prawn.
What are you sorry for? You're the Blobfish. You live at the total bottom of the sea, Blobs. So deep that most fish don't even like being down here. Persons can't get down here. I find it hard being down here. It's the pressure. You're the only one that can handle the pressure. This pressure's really serious. It's giving me the queasiest. It's making me uneasiest. 'Cause it is really deep. But Blobfish, you're the king down here. You ain't got no need to fear. Not too many can get down here. Because it is really, really deep. Not too many can get down here. Because it is really, really deep.
Prawn, listen. Cloudfish.
Cloudfish?
He's coming.
What? The really, really scary, scary, massive, massive cloudfish. What are we going to do? We have to swim. Swim. Come on, Blobs, let's go. Swim.
I can't.
What do you mean? Of course you can. You are a fish. Swimming is what you do. Come on.
I am 100 years old and I have no muscles. I can't swim. And Cloudfish isn't looking for me. But you must swim, Prawn. You can escape.
What about you? Cloudfish can't get you. You are the Blobfish. You're the most knowledgeable fish in the sea.
You are kind, Prawn, but like I said...
The older you are, the more important you are. You got all the stories. You've seen things, things the rest of us only ever dreamt of. I'm going to find a way to save you.
Oh, dear, dear Prawn.
Whatever it takes.
To save us, there is just one thing.
Yeah? What is it?
To bring me a person.
Sheesh, Blobs. How am I going to do that exactly? I'm just a little prawn.
You could find friends to help you. Please, Prawn.
Okay, I'm on it.
I'm totally keen. I'm going to do the thing. I am so going to save us, Blobs. But I detect a hiccup in your plan.
A what?
A mistake.
Hmm?
Persons can't come down this deep. It's impossible. What you got to say to that, Blobs?
Prawn, who are you?
Melicertus, Latisol Cartus, the 2,017,000,000th, but I prefer just Prawn.
Where are you?
Southern Ocean?
What day is it today?
This day?
Right. Then your brain is working. All you have to do is use it.
Oh, yeah! Okay, run the thing by me one more time so I got it good.
Today, Cloudfish comes. He is always so hungry. He eats everything in his path.
What about me? I'm a prawn. I'm scrumptious. I'm dum-diddly-umptious.
You are indeed dum-diddly-umptious. He's on his way.
We're gonna die.
Yes, it won't be easy, Prawn, but you will find others to help.
Let's hope they help me and don't want to eat me too, which is highly likely. Being a prawn is hard work. Everybody wants a bite. Yeah, that's because I'm beautiful. I sure am beautiful. Yeah, I'm delicious. Real good with lemon and in a pasta. And on a pizza and in a cocktail. And into batter and onto barbecue. Char-grill, yum yum. Or you can peel me. Yeah, take me shell off. Or leave it on if you want me crunchy. So crunchy munchy. Oh yeah, I am.
Prawn, this is a matter of life and...
Not life. Yikes. All right. I'm going. I am seriously wetting my shell here.
Good luck, dear Prawn.
And so Prawn sets off on her adventure to find the Blobfish a person. Little Prawn was not at all sure how to go about looking for a person. However, if she was to try and find a friend to help her look for a person, the first thing she would need to do would be to get out of the depths of the Twilight Zone, where the pressure was really very pressury, and not many fast-swimming creatures lived, and swim up to where it was a little less dark and a little less deep. Up there, Prawn would have the opportunity to meet the sort of creatures that might be able to help her to locate a person. It seemed like an impossible task, but Prawn really did love Blobfish and wanted very much to help him if she could. And she also didn't want to be eaten by Cloudfish. So up Prawn swam. Now, swimming for Prawn looks very much like running through the sea because, of course, she has 5 pairs of legs instead of fins. And it will take her some time because those legs of hers are so very, very tiny. So we will leave Prawn to it for a while, and we'll come back in episode 2 to see how she's going. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you in episode 2.